The following is another Class Kids sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Buffaloes will inbound underneath their own basket. Schonifer will give it for Bartling. Back to Schonifer. Schonifer will give it off on the drive. Zach Johnson will score. And Tanner Cavity high-fiving his team over there.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader in Elm Creek as the Buffaloes welcome in the Overton Eagles. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Enix will get the inbounds. They get to the free throw line here for Beavers. Beavers finds a backdoor cut. That's Fisher. And Fisher's going to lay it up and in. Nice little backdoor cut. And Addie Fisher is able to just lay that one in.
The winner of tonight's boys contest takes control of the conference race, as both are unbeaten coming into tonight's game. The girls' matchup features two of the top four seeds in next week's conference tournament. High-quality hoops is on display this Friday night in the FKC. It's the Eagles and Buffaloes coming up next. But first, a New Tech's Heat pregame show. We'll join Classic Kids Sports' Randy Bushker live from Elm Creek right after this word from New Tech's Heat.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, welcome back here to Elm Creek. The girls' game was a good one as Elm Creek won it 63-58, but this is the game that everybody's kind of had circled on the calendar for quite some time. The number one team in terms of being seeded in the conference tournament, Elm Creek, playing host to the number two seed, the Overton Eagles, as the two top teams, both undefeated in the conference, will get together for the regular season conference championship here in Overton. Randy Bushcutter, actually the game's in Elm Creek. Overton in town to try to win the conference regular season title. And, of course, both of these two teams would certainly be odds-on favorites to be able to play for the conference championship next week. That'll be heard on our sister station, ESPN 1460. But right now, the concentration is this game, this environment that is going to play to a pretty much a full house here for Elm Creek as they're really kind of packing it in for a game that everybody's kind of looking forward to, and I know we are as well. Both teams 13-2 on the season. Overton and Elm Creek, this one should be a dandy, and we're going to step away for just a few moments here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the starters for the Buffaloes and the Eagles, the Fort Kearney Conference championship game for the regular season. It's not official, but it pretty much is. We'll be back with the starters when we come back right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek. We're in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Crossroads Ford in Kearney can help you out if you're in the market for a used car, truck, or SUV. No games, no gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out your paperwork. just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, proud supporter of area teams and athletes at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You can always search the inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Let's give you our starting lineups. Both Overton and Elm Creek undefeated in the conference. Both teams come in with records of 13-2. Overton's only losses were in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, where they lost to Spalding Academy by 5, and they lost essentially at the buzzer to Centura. Outside of the city of Ravenna, they have been undefeated on the year. Elm Creek, their second game of the season, they lost to the defending C2 state champion Southern Valley on the road by 5. And then their last game on the 28th, earlier this week on Tuesday, they lost against Ravenna on a nail-biter, 55-54. So both these two teams have worked hard to play tough schedules, both in the conference, of course, and outside the conference, to get themselves ready for down the stretch. So here are today's starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Overton. They'll be in their road blue uniforms, and their starters are going to be Creighton Ryan, a 6'3 junior who's averaging 5.6 points per ball game. Hayden Cahoy is a 6-foot-tall senior. He's averaging 10.3 points a contest. Tanner Ryan, 6'3 and a senior, he's their big gun. He's averaging just short of 19 points per ball game. Caleb Eklund is 6'3 and a junior. Eklund is averaging 7.4 points a game. And Joel Schaefer, also averaging in double digits. He is a 6'1 senior, and he averages 12.4 points per ball game for head coach Jay Stair. For the Elm Creek Buffaloes, their starters are Bailey Schonifer, a 5'11 senior. He's averaging just a little bit over a point per ball game. Zach Johnson is a 6-foot-tall senior. Johnson is averaging 11.5 points a game. Nick Crowley, a 6'3 junior, is averaging 13.5 points a game. Nick Mostick, 6-foot-tall and a senior, averaging 2.4 points a game. And Jake Bartling, a 6'3 senior, is averaging 8.6 points a game for head coach Tanner Cavaney. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. We're going to step away for another timeout here. We'll wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we come back right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching
and
lives.
Welcome back here to Elm Creek. And if you're not on your way, you better get here quick, because they're going to have to shut the doors here pretty shortly, because we're going to have a standing room only coming up here in just a little bit. Both teams 13-2, Elm Creek and Overton. Overton's already been announced. Elm Creek now being announced here. And so we'll be back with the tip in just a few moments. This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark at New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. The Buffaloes being announced. Overton's already been announced in their road blue uniforms. They're already lining up for the national anthem. The fight song going on right now for Elm Creek as they're in their white home uniforms. They'll get lined up here. We'll have the national anthem, and the tip is coming up right here on Classic Hits 98.9 in just a few moments.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
The opening tip here in Elm Creek, going to be controlled by the Buffaloes. So they have first possession. Nick Crowley's going to work it around the perimeter. They kick it left side for Zach Johnson. Johnson off a screen, gives it for Crowley. Crowley drives and loses the basketball. So Elm Creek turns it over on their first possession of the ball game. Overton, as we mentioned, in their road blue uniforms. It says Overton across the front. And nobody can doubt where Elm Creek's from because that's what they got on the front of their jerseys as well. Plus the Buffaloes at the bottom. Entry pass down low. What a nice little floater up left side. No good for Cahoy. Cahoy will tip the ball out. And Tanner Ryan can't quite get the shot to fall. And they missed the putback. And the rebound is taken out of there by Elm Creek. Crowley came up with a rebound. They're working around the perimeter. They give it to Bartling. Bartling's going to drive, take it off glass a little bit too strong. And the rebound going to come out to Cahoy. Cahoy up ahead here for Schaefer. And Schaefer with the left hand layup is up and in. So nice job there by Schaefer. And now Elm Creek will bring in the offensive zone. They get the basketball out here for Schonifer. Schonifer is just going to roll it on the right side here for Bartling. And back around the perimeter we go. Johnson's got it. Top of the circle for Mostek. The lob pass down low is off the fingertips of Nick Crowley. And that'll be another Elm Creek turnover. So Elm Creek wasn't able to make the catch there as that was lobbed maybe just a little bit too far. And now entry pass on the inside that actually goes off the iron. So Bartling pulls down the rebound. We'll have to call that a shot there by Overton. And in transition, a three-pointer no good. Rebounded in underneath by Caleb Eklund as Eklund's able to pull down the rebound. And now a little drive, and it's going to be a walk on Overton. Tanner Ryan working against the defense took a little extra step there. And so that'll be a turnover on the Eagles. They lead it 2-0. We played a minute and a half here, and they're going to put full court pressure on as Nick Crowley has the basketball. And he'll be double-teamed at the free throw line. Lost it, now gets it back, and he'll get it up ahead. On the run here is going to be Schonifer. Schonifer kicks out in three transition. It's up and good on that left side. Nice shot there by Zach Crowley. Had his toe on the line. Zach Johnson, rather, had his toe on the line, so that's only a two. In transition, Cahoy, he's going to pull up on the right side. He hits the jumper, and so they answer right back. Schonifer facing pressure, working against Schaefer here. Brings it near the half-court line and then lost the basketball. Elm Creek turned it over. Schonifer double-teamed there. He got his feet across the timeline, then backed up. The ball never crossed the timeline, so that was not over and back, but then he lost the ball off of his foot as it was tipped there on the double team by Overton. So the Eagles forced the turnover. Creighton Ryan's going to throw it top of the circle here for Cahoy. Cahoy will stop at the elbow. Bad pass, and it's going to be a turnover. On the run here is going to be Zach Johnson. Johnson banks it in as it, not exactly your traditional layup, but Johnson is able to make the steal and then lay it up. So here's Schaefer. Schaefer working against some pressure, going to be fouled by Zach Johnson. And for Johnson, that is going to be his first foul of the ball game. Team's first as well. 5:29 to go here, quarter number one, 4-4, Elm Creek and Overton. Both teams identical, 13-2 records. Schaefer working against some pressure. Pressured there by Johnson. They'll give it top of the circle for Caleb Eklund. They'll give right side here for Tanner Ryan. They're going man-to-man, and Ryan's going to drive all the way in. We're going to have a push foul as Ryan was able to draw the body contact, put up the shot, got the ball fake and the defender in the air, and then while it was in the air, leaned in to Nick Crowley, who's going to be called for the foul. So Crowley commits the foul, and now two free throws coming up here for Tanner Ryan. And Ryan's first free throw is up and good. So Tanner Ryan, who averages 19 points per ball game, gets a fair amount of those from the free throw line because he's a 72% free throw shooter, and he makes both free throws here. So it's 6-4, Overton with the lead. Elm Creek facing some pressure, and now they roll the ball off their foot. It's on the ground. It's going to be a hell ball, and the possession arrow is going to be pointing to Overton. So that'll be an Elm Creek turnover. Just a pass that kind of went off of a shoe top, and Overton and Elm Creek both going on the floor to get it. So Schaefer will bring in the offensive zone here. Directing traffic, bounce pass on the inside for Tanner Ryan. Ryan gets it in underneath for Cahoy, and Cahoy with the bucket. Good ball movement there by Overton, and they now lead it by four. And Schonifer facing some pressure, gets it out here for Crowley, and they'll get the basketball back out for Johnson. 10-second clock ticking here. But Johnson gets it across the timeline in time. His pass knocked loose, and it's going to be stolen away. Coming up with a steal is Schaefer. Schaefer's going to lay it up and in. That was a good team steal there. Schaefer came up with it, but there was a lot of pressure on the ball. And now we've got a little touch foul, a little hand check foul that's going to be called on Caleb Eklund. A little man-to-man pressure in the backcourt. And a little handsy there was Caleb Eklund. That's going to be his first. And the inbounds pass going to be stolen away. Stepping back for the three is going to be Cahoy. Cahoy couldn't hit the three after he made the steal. And the basketball was taken out of there by Crowley. Crowley will get it out for Johnson. He's across the timeline. Johnson from the elbow. Nice bounce pass inside for Bartling, and Bartling will score. Great pass to set up Jake Bartling, and he's able to score at point-blank range. They passed it through the lane, and Bartling down there on the low block was able to just bank it in. Tanner Ryan's got it top of the circle, picked up defensively by Crowley. Little zone here for Elm Creek right now. They'll shoot over the top of it. The three-pointer by Eklund is a little bit strong. And Elm Creek comes away with the rebound. On the run here is going to be Crowley. Crowley has it swatted out of bounds by Creighton Ryan. Well, actually, Ryan is able to track it down. So the basketball in his hands, and we've got a little drive in underneath. And the ball out of bounds, but there's going to be a foul called here on Elm Creek. And it's going to be a block that's going to be called on Zach Johnson. So Johnson with his second foul. Team's third. And Elm Creek going to make some more substitutions here. Gabe Hubbard checking into the ball game, as Johnson will come out with those two personal fouls. Schaefer to inbound. And Schaefer on the baseline will get it down to the baseline for Caleb Eklund. Eklund cuts it back out here for Tanner Ryan. Ryan's going to kick it back out here for Creighton. And the entry pass is going to be stolen away by Elm Creek. So Elm Creek is able to make the steal. And they'll get the ball here for Nick Crowley. Crowley kicks it up ahead here for Bartling. Bartling shut off on the drive, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. Hubbard has it, top of the circle. They'll get it off here for Austin Fraser, also checked in a moment ago. They get it inside for Bartling. Bartling muscles it up. It's off the glass. It's no good. And it wouldn't have counted anyway. The official says that the foul occurred while he was on the floor, and it's going to be on the pivot. They call Caleb Eklund for his second foul. It's before the shot. There was a nice little pivot there for Bartling, and Bartling standing at the free throw line. Now that he's going to come in motion here as they will inbound it, and they get it for Gabe Hubbard. Hubbard gives it off here for Crowley. And Crowley hands it off for Schonifer. Schonifer hit in the face, trying to make the steal there, was Tanner Ryan, and Ryan's going to call for the foul. That was a pretty good pop right on the schnoz there as they went for the ball. And the officials a lot of times will let that go if it doesn't impact the play. But that was enough contact that it impacted it a little bit. And Tanner Ryan now has picked up his second foul of the game. So that could be a factor. Inbounding it here is going to be Gabe Hubbard. And Hubbard will throw it away. So Elm Creek turns it over. And here come the Eagles on the run. Hayden Cahoy had a little seam, but he's going to slow down. Give it to Schaefer. Schaefer, nice entry pass inside for J.D. Callahan. Callahan shot no good, and we got a foul in underneath. Overton got the rebound. And there's going to be a foul called on that rebound that's going to go against Nick Crowley, and that's going to be his second. So we'll make a substitution here, and we'll see if Crowley comes out. Yes, he does. As checking in is going to be Devin Hollowell. So ball inbounded here for Cahoy. Cahoy's going to get it off right side for Creighton Ryan. Ryan, pass slapped right back to him, and he'll pull up for a quick little jumper on that left side. It's no good. Offensive rebound, and Caleb Eklund will make the putback. Six-point lead for Overton. They lead it 12-6. In the offensive zone on the run is Gabe Hubbard, and he is shut off there by Creighton Ryan. So he'll give it off. On the trail here is going to be Schonifer. Schonifer kicks left side. Mostick with a quick little jumper. It's no good. Rebound taken out by Schonifer. Long outlet pass. Layup is going to be up and good in transition for Creighton Ryan. Ryan running the floor. Lays it up and in. Timeout, Buffaloes. 2:10 to go here in quarter number one. It's 14-6. Overton with the lead over the Buffaloes of Elm Creek. Timeout for Elm Creek. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance of Kearney. And the timeout taken here by the Buffaloes because, well, Overton playing pretty solid ball right now. They lead it 14-6. As we've got 2:10 to go here in quarter number one, and they just can't afford to allow this one to kind of get out of hand. As Creighton Ryan scoring just a moment ago. Scoring in transition, and they've been able to run it out. Elm Creek facing some pressure, dribbling through to Schonifer. Schonifer now will let the traffic clear. They kind of leave him alone, and slowly in the offensive zone is going to be Zach Johnson. Johnson on the bounce. He's going to be picked up there man-to-man by Hayden Cahoy. They'll kick right side here for Austin Frazier. Frazier gets it inside, and in trouble is Bartling. Bartling kicks it out. Now the penetration here by Zach Johnson. Johnson is shut off on the baseline by Hayden Cahoy, and right now that Eagle defense is really smothering. Schonifer will drive, kicks it out for Frazier. Frazier's got an open look at a three, and he'll hit the three. Austin Frazier strokes in the three-pointer, and that'll stop the bleeding a little bit here for Elm Creek. They still trail it 14-9. Minute 22 to go here in quarter number one. Schaefer will play the point. He's standing near midcourt, and he'll give it off left side for Creighton Ryan. They'll work it back around here for Callahan. Now right wing. They get it off for Cahoy. They'll skip it off left side. Schaefer looked him away and fired a three and hit it. Joel Schaefer just kind of was looking around like he was going to pass it somewhere, kept his dribble going, and then strokes in a three. Here's going to be a trail three for Elm Creek in transition. Shot will not fall. And finally coming down with the rebound is going to be Schonifer. So Schonifer is able to pull down the basketball as he gets that offensive rebound after the miss. So they'll give it off here for Zach Johnson. Now top of the key. Mostick fires a three, and he hits it. Catching it in rhythm, Nick Mostick. He strokes in the three-pointer, and that lead back down to five. It's 17-12. We've got 30 seconds to go before we conclude the first quarter. Schaefer will get a little screen here by Hayden Cahoy, and he'll take it off on that right side. Dribbles behind his back, working against some pressure for against Johnson. And now Johnson will pressure him again as Schaefer gets the ball back. Now with 13 seconds left, now they will set something up in earnest here, and they'll kick it off left wing here for Creighton Ryan. Ryan looking at a little zone. Gives it top of the circle here for Hayden Cahoy. 2 seconds left. Driving the baseline. Schaefer, floater on the iron. No good at the buzzer. Nice look for Overton, but the shot would not fall. And so that will do it for one quarter of play. 17-12. Overton with a 5-point lead as we head to the second quarter right after this timeout.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask Shelter Agent Joe Methy about Shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
Elm Creek turned the ball over 7 times that first quarter compared to 3 for Overton. That's one reason why right now Overton leads at 17-12, and Elm Creek has the basketball to start the second quarter. They'll bring it in the offensive zone, and pressure immediately there as they bring it across the timeline, being put on by Hayden Cahoy. Off of a screen on the dribble here is Crowley, and Crowley will slip, fall, and turn it over. And again, that's kind of some forced pressure there as Logan Kaiser, who starts the second quarter, was able to shut him off on the drive. So Joel Schaefer will get the basketball for the first time in the second quarter here for the Eagles and bring it across the timeline. His pass is deflected, but picking it up here is going to be Tanner Ryan. Ryan will get it off on the drive here as J.D. Callahan. Callahan missed the shot, and Zach Johnson is able to pull down the rebound. They're in the hurry. They'll kick it out. A little trail look here for Zach Johnson, and he'll make it just inside the three-point arc. So that'll be a long deuce here for Zach Johnson, who strokes it in transition. Schaefer behind the arc has the dribble. He's picked up there by Schonifer. He'll back it out. 17-14, 3-point lead for Overton, and they've got the basketball. Tanner Ryan kicks left side. They enter it in the lane here for Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy, turnaround jumper up and good. That's great defense, but much better offense there by Hayden Cahoy, who now has 6 in the game. And he had a defender right in his face. On the drive, a little dish. They kick it out. Frazier in transition. His 3 is no good. And tracking it down in the corner is an athletic Hayden Cahoy, who comes up with the rebound and is able to snap it out. Now on the baseline, floater by Schaefer. Schaefer's shot won't fall. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Schonifer. So he'll kick it up ahead here for Johnson. Johnson's looking inside for Bartling, but doesn't really have a very good angle. So Crowley now, he'll try to lob it in for Bartling. Bartling in trouble in there, is able to make some space and hit the bucket. He leaned into the defender and was able to bank it in. And that is just a muscle play for Jake Bartling, who makes it 19-16. A 3-point lead for Overton, and the pass is knocked in the backcourt by Bailey Schonifer. Schonifer tries to save it and could not throw it off the leg of the Overton player. So it's still going to be Eagle basketball, but that was some great hustle there by Bailey Schonifer. So Schonifer wasn't able to force the steal here, and Overton will bring in the offensive zone. On the balance is Schaefer. Schaefer, left side, and it's going to be knocked down, and punch in the air is Zach Johnson as he had it, but when he tried to knock the ball back down, it went off of his foot and out of bounds. Change a couple of Eagles here. Is checking in is going to be Creighton Ryan. He comes in with Caleb Eklund. Back in the battle for the Buffaloes is going to be Nick Mostick. And he'll pressure the inbounds here by Joel Schaefer. We're right at 6 minutes to go before halftime, and the Eagles inbound it for Tanner Ryan. Ryan dribbles left side. He'll take it off glass. A little bit strong. Rebound taken out there by Crowley. So Crowley's able to snag the bound, and here come the Buffaloes on the run. Zach Johnson on the drive, and we got a whistle. I don't know if it was as Johnson was driving and dishing. In any event, it's going to be on Overton. Yeah, that's going to be on Kaiser. And so Logan Kaiser commits the foul here. So the Buffaloes inbound it. They give it to Johnson. They're working around the perimeter. Nick Crowley at the elbow. Now we'll flip it back out here for Frazier. He gives it top of the key. Now left side, Jake Bartling. That's not his game to shoot that three-pointer. So they'll work it back around the perimeter. Johnson looking on the inside, going to go to the free throw line and elevate, and he was fouled before he got the shot off. So it was before the shot. And that's going to be another foul on Kaiser. That'll be his second in the span of about 12 seconds. And he'll be on the baseline where Elm Creek inbounds it. And they'll toss it in. Johnson gets it, and the tip up and good for Nick Crowley. Just kind of a tip play that they ran on the inbounds, and it worked to perfection. We got a one-point ball game, 19-18. Eagles have the lead, and they'll kick it left side. Open for the three is going to be Tanner Ryan. Ryan's three is bounced around top of the rim, no good. Bouncing around, Overton is able to pull down the rebound, and they're going to call a walk. And I think people are under the misinterpretation that the top of the glass is out of bounds. It is not. It is only when it hits either a wire or that iron stand that's behind it. The backboard is the backboard, even the top of it. It is going to be Elm Creek basketball as it was tipped around. Last touch by the Eagles. Pressure on the inbounds, and there's going to be a foul. Crowley got the basketball and trying to get to it. And committing the foul is going to be Caleb Eklund. And for Eklund, that's his third. Oh, check that. I must have given a foul to him erroneously. That's only his second, but still some foul trouble. Not as much as I thought, though. The inbounds is going to go to Crowley. Crowley brings it across the timeline. Eklund is staying right with him. And Schonifer now gives it off on the right side. Austin Frazier being pressured. They give it off here for Zach Johnson. Johnson doesn't want to shoot over top of Cahoy, so we'll work around the perimeter. Bartling's got it. He's working against Tanner Ryan. Ryan shuts him off, so he'll give it in the corner here for Zach Johnson. Johnson gives it inside for Bartling. Bartling muscles it up and in. Again, kind of leaned in there. Did not commit an offensive foul, but created just a little bit of space and was able to bank it in. Eklund has it on the right side, working against Bartling. Jump stop on the baseline, and there's going to be a foul that's called on Bartling, I believe, unless it was one of the guards sweeping through. It is going to be a push that's called on Bartling, and that is going to be his first. That'll be a foul on the body. His hands were in the air, so clearly it wasn't on his hands, but they're going to call him for the foul on the body. The inbounds here for Overton goes to Tanner Ryan. Ryan's going to drive, has a shot blocked, and it's a charge! Defensively collecting the charge is Zach Johnson. Give him credit. That was some great defense. The shot was blocked by one Buffalo. He got the charge by the other, and he had great on-ball pressure by a third. And that foul on Tanner Ryan is his third foul. So that is a big play here as Tanner Ryan, who averages 19 points per ball game, has three fouls with over 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Schonifer, pass up ahead. They'll kick it into the corner. Making the catch over there is going to be Austin Frazier. They'll reset the offense. Frazier gets the ball back. Off of a screen, they give it to Zach Johnson. Johnson kicks here on the left side. They give it for Frazier. Back around the perimeter we go. Schonifer will give it off right side for Zach Johnson. Johnson back out here for Austin Frazier. Lob pass inside. Nice catch. Bartling off glass. Good. Jake Bartling able to lob it in there, but that was a great touch pass. He made the catch and shot it right over the top of the defense, including Tanner Ryan, who has to worry about those fouls. Callahan takes it to the baseline, shut off by Bartling, and the pass bounces around, flip. It's tipped into the hands of Creighton Ryan. Ryan's going to kick on the right side. A little penetration, floater by Caleb Eklund. Eklund's shot won't fall. Rebound taken out of there by Crowley. Buffalo's on the run. A jump stop. Johnson, jumper, good. Zach Johnson in transition hits the shot, and we got a timeout for the Eagles. 3:15 to go here. Second quarter, 24-19. 5-point lead for Elm Creek. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, this one has been everything we hoped for. Overton had a 5-point lead in the first quarter. Now Elm Creek has a 5-point lead here in the second. But again, I don't think you can emphasize this too much, but Tanner Ryan has picked up his third foul. He averages 19 points per ball game, and Overton can get some points from some other sources, obviously, but their leading scorer in a little bit of foul trouble, and they might have to lean a little bit more on Cahoy, who averages about 10 points a ball game, or Schaefer, who averages about 12, but their leading scorer right now is in foul trouble and is currently out of the ball game. Cahoy will get the inbounds. He brings in the offensive zone. He's picked up by Gabe Hubbard. And Cahoy gives it top of the circle. Here's Schaefer. Schaefer will dribble to the free throw line. His jumper is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Bartling. Buffalo's on the run. Now they're going to slow it down a little bit. Zach Johnson will swipe through the lane, get the bucket, and the foul! A quick first step there by Zach Johnson, who drives in, makes it high off the glass, and hit on the arm. So he'll try to finish a three-point play after the foul whistled on Hayden Cahoy. So right now, everything going the Buffalo's way as they lead it by seven inside of 3 minutes to go before halftime. And now a three-point play is finished up there. Nice little shot by Johnson. So Johnson finishes off the three-point play. And now top of the circle with it. J.D. Callahan almost lost it, but Bartling wasn't able to make the steal. So they'll get it to Schaefer on that right side. Schaefer, a little penetration. Now he's going to slow it down. Looking for some help. Gets a screen. Little bounce pass. Callahan's going to roll. He missed the shot. Coming down with the rebound is going to be Johnson. Johnson in the offensive zone. Works around the perimeter. And it's going to be a turnover for Elm Creek. Buffaloes back on defense, though, as Creighton Ryan wasn't able to score in transition. And now a bump is going to be called here on Elm Creek. And that'll slow things down just a little bit with 2:11 to go before halftime. The foul on Nick Mostick, that is his first. And on the inbounds, baseline jumper by Creighton Ryan. That three won't fall. And coming down with the rebound again is going to be Zach Johnson. He'll slowly bring it across the timeline. He's picked up defensively by Schaefer. They'll give it off here right side for Hubbard. And now on the wing, that's Schonifer. Back around the perimeter, they skip it out for Hubbard. Hubbard's open for three, and he hits the three. Gabe Hubbard stroking in the three-pointer, and the lead is 11 for Elm Creek. They lead it 30-19. With the basketball here is Hayden Cahoy. They give it off left side for Joel Schaefer. Schaefer on the dribble. Schaefer working against some pressure here by Johnson. Gives the basketball out for Creighton Ryan. Ryan gives it off right side floater by Hayden Cahoy, and Cahoy is able to hit the bucket. And that allows Overton to put a little token pressure on, but a pass up the head to Jake Bartling, and he'll bring it across the timeline. Johnson working against Schaefer here. Johnson, and they're going to call a little hand check, and I mean a little hand check. So that'll be a hold. Whistled there with a minute 5 to go. That's now 9 fouls against Overton. So this will be a 1-and-1 coming up here for Zach Johnson. They haven't quite handed Johnson the basketball just yet. We can tell you that he's an 81% free throw shooter, 30 of 37 from the line, and the free throw here is good. 10-point lead, 31-21. Second free throw was up and good. He makes both of them. Overton has scored only 4 points in this quarter. On the dribble is going to be Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy with a little floater. He's a little bit too strong with the shot. Rebound into the hands of Schonifer. Schonifer brings in the offensive zone. Kicks it up ahead here for Gabe Hubbard. Who gives it on the baseline for Nick Mostick. They give it out for Bartling. Bartling thought about the three, but now he'll get it to the elbow. Kicks out for Hubbard. Hubbard on the right side for Mostick. They try to get it inside for Bartling. Bartling dove and was able to tip it back out for Mostick and will work it back around the perimeter. Schonifer has it. Entry pass inside here for Bartling. Bartling in transition. Took a little extra step, and that'll be a turnover on Elm Creek. 27.4 to go. Turnover on the Buffaloes gives Elm Creek the chance to make this a single-digit lead. They trail it by 11 right now. 17 seconds to go as they get it to Cahoy, and Cahoy on the right side will float it up and in. So Hayden Cahoy hits the jumper, and we're going to have a little push foul whistled on Overton. They pressured it a little bit, but Justin Hodson is going to be called for the foul. And that's going to be now 10 team fouls on the Eagles, so those will be two free throws. It's coming up here for the Buffaloes, Bailey Schonifer. So Schonifer is going to be shooting two. With 10.2 to go. Schonifer, only two out of three from the free throw line. Good percentage, 67%, but just hasn't been there a whole lot. So he'll have free throws 4 and 5 on the season, and the first one is up and good. So right now he's an 80% free throw shooter, and that lead is 10, 33-23, 10.2 to go. And they blew the buzzer to bring in a player after the ball was handed to Bailey Schonifer. So now they're going to give it back to Schonifer and reset things a little bit as he'll come in for the shooter if Schonifer makes it here, and he does. So Schonifer will come out, and Devin Hollowell will check in for Elm Creek. So Overton with 10.2 will inbound the basketball. They get it to Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy almost ran into his teammate, keeps his dribble going, takes it all the way down to the baseline, will float it off glass, and it is good. Hayden Cahoy hits the shot. Hollowell pass up ahead, and it's going to be off the mark. And Cahoy's jumper going to be the last points of the first half. A very entertaining first half. 34-25, a 9-point lead here for Elm Creek as the Buffaloes trailed in that first quarter. And I'll double-check it, but I know they trail by at least five, but they'll take a 9-point lead into the locker room. They lead it 34-25. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. Whether you're filling your tank, your tummy, or you're in need of a vehicle repair, the place you need to know is Flatwater Food and Automotive in Overton. Flatwater is your one-stop shop for everything you need to keep your trip on schedule, whether it's a road trip or just a trip across town. So come have a coffee, tea, or soda and enjoy the warm, friendly atmosphere you've come to expect from this small-town store located on Highway 30 in Overton. Best of luck, Eagles, from Flatwater Food and Automotive, the other FFA.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek as it's the Buffaloes with a 34-25 lead right now at halftime in the boys' game. And earlier today it was Overton falling to Elm Creek, a final, I forgot to write it down. Chelsea, what was the final? Was it 30? I'll look it up.
65-59 or something.
Yeah, something like that. A tough tough game. This is a fun environment. I thought it would be a pretty even game. It certainly was that, and it just seemed like down the stretch, Elm Creek maybe made a few more plays than you did.
Yeah, we didn't take advantage of our possessions very well. They are playing a box and one on Kinsey Enix, which we practice every day. We just were forcing up too many shots. We knew we had to take care of the ball when we had it, and we just weren't doing those things.
You were right, 63-58, you nailed it. Again, Kinsey Enix, just such a dynamic player, and really in that first half, was on pace for a monumental game, and they found some way, as you mentioned, with that box and one to kind of slow her down. But I like the fact that she doesn't then put up bad shots. She doesn't really force it up there, but it did come a little bit harder for you guys to find some points.
Oh, yeah. We were trying to get it in the paint. That was our goal, get some fouls, get some easy buckets, and they were playing really good defense inside, denying anything we got. Also, they had their hands in the lane. We weren't getting any passes in the lane. So any shot we did get, we couldn't get to fall either. So.
Yeah, and Chelsea Lowe, she kind enough to join us here from the Overton girls basketball team. They fell earlier tonight 63-58. Well, now we can kind of put that one in the rearview mirror a little bit. We can start talking about the conference tournament. How do you kind of see the conference tournament overall?
I think you just saw the top two teams right there, actually. We're the number two seed. Elm Creek's number four. I don't think that's right. I think the number one and number two are on the court right now, and hopefully we get to see each other again soon.
Well, Wilcox Hilton is the number one seed. So you're hoping to make your way past SEM and be able to see them in the next round. What do you have to do to make it into the semifinals, to make it through that far?
We've got to play our best basketball we've ever played. I think we're playing really, really good basketball at practice. I think we just have to take what we do at practice into a game, do the things we say we're going to do, which we didn't do tonight, rebound, talk to each other. We've got to communicate on defense, pressing, trapping. Our press was effective in the first half, not so much in the second half. So we've got to play four quarters.
And it just seemed like down the stretch, Elm Creek, you tip your hat to them. They were able to make some steals. They got some good looks on the outside, and Corinne Jonak really kind of hurt you with her outside shooting.
Yep, we couldn't figure out their press break, and we kept trying to figure it out, and I kept telling them that 35 is going to shoot that three, and we just couldn't get to her before she left their hands. So.
And you only find some way. I mean, Kinsey was awesome in that first half and played a solid second half as well. You know that everybody's going to gear things up to try to stop her. And you mentioned that you always practice against a box and one. What are some things that you might feel that you need to do next week to kind of get her on track?
I think we have to get make Kinsey open. That's what we have to do. We have to screen for her, get her open as much as possible. But also our other girls have to be shooters too. I mean, we got lots of good looks that other girls weren't taking. So I think our other girls got to be confident in their shot too. If they're open, take it. Kinsey's a great shooter, but so is the rest of our team too. So.
Well, Chelsea Losey, kind enough to join us here talking about next week, and we'll have the semifinals for you on our sister station on ESPN 1460. Coach, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
All right, that's Chelsea Losey, the head girls basketball coach at Overton, as the Eagles fell earlier tonight 63-58. And here at halftime, the Buffaloes of Elm Creek lead at 34-25 in boys basketball. And we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously, from your home, the farm, and your business. We remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Halftime, it is Elm Creek leading at 34-25. And the guys are trying to do what the Elm Creek girls did earlier tonight, and that is defeat Overton. Kind enough to join us is Mike Ford, the head girls basketball coach for the Buffaloes. And it's, you know, it's a rivalry game. It's a team that's seated ahead of you in the conference tournament. That's just a plain, solid, nice win, Coach.
It was a solid win against a very, very solid team. We needed to come out and score a bunch of points, because we know that between Beavers and Enix, they're going to put up a lot of points. And we were able to slow her down a little bit in the second half and get away with a win.
And it seemed like a little bit of everything, but really I was really impressed with Corinne Jonak and how well she was able to shoot. I had her for 5 3-pointers. That really opened up a lot of things, because when she got in a rhythm, she can really stroke the basketball.
Oh, absolutely. She was, I think, 5 of 17 for the game, and talking with my coaching staff, she could have went 17 of 17. She just got to get her shots, and she needs that many shots a game, because she'll score points for you.
Yeah, and Shelby Brown, also a huge game. I had her with a double-double, 10 rebounds to go with 17 points, and she was kind of that force on the inside. She doesn't really look like an inside post player, but, boy, she knows where to go and get that rebound.
She did a nice job. She read the ball a little bit better in that second half, and the rebounding was a little bit better in the second half, but we came up with those crucial 50-50 balls that were anybody's ball, and those were possessions that gave us another opportunity to come down and score a couple points.
And it really seemed down the stretch, you guys were able to make some plays that really Overton wasn't. And I don't want to boil down basketball to just that simple, but it really kind of felt like maybe there was just a little bit more want to.
Yep. No, they do so much through Enix. Like I said, our defense in that second half was a little bit better on her. She's just a tough player to cover. She's a very, very quality player.
Well, and we were talking with Chelsea Losey a little bit ago, and she kind of felt like, sure, they're the number two seed, but they really kind of felt like maybe you're the second best team in the conference. Well, of course, they think they're the number one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you certainly are well positioned to be able to make a run next week.
I think that this conference has we probably have a half a dozen teams that could step up and put three games together and seriously win our conference. So, I mean, every team that jumps out on the court this next week has to play three quality games to get it done and get to that championship game and bring home a championship.
Well, first things first, you got to take on SEM on Monday night. Tell us real quick what you need to do against them.
You know what? They just have us out-heighted. Their height is going to give us an issue. It gave us an issue earlier in the season. They rebound well. They get a lot of the trash points. But hopefully we can pressure them a little bit and just see where things go from there.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, Mike. We'll see you next week as we'll do all the games on ESPN, all right?
Appreciate it.
All right, good to talk to you, Mike. That's Mike Ford, the head girls basketball coach for Elm Creek. They had an impressive win tonight. They had to come from behind to do it, but they won 63-58 over Overton, and we'll have all the semifinals, boys and girls, finals and consolation games. We're not doing every game in the tournament. Can't possibly do that. We don't have enough radio stations, but we will have all the semifinals from the Viero Event Center starting on Thursday and Friday, and then, of course, we'll have championships Saturday as well. Right now at halftime, 34-25, the lead belongs to Elm Creek. We'll start the second half here in boys basketball right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Real quick, here's our scoring for Overton here in the first half. Hayden Cahoy leading the way with 12 points. Joel Schaefer has 5. Creighton Ryan with 4. Tanner Ryan with 2. And Caleb Eklund with 2 points here at intermission. For Elm Creek, who is leading it here at the break 34-25, they're being led so far by Zach Johnson. Johnson has 13 points. Jake Bartling with 8. Gabe Hubbard, 3. Austin Frazier, 3. Nick Mostick, 3. Bailey Schonifer with 2, and Nick Crowley with 2. Once again, our halftime score, 34-25, and this has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report as Overton has the basketball to start the third quarter, and they work it in the offensive zone, and they'll just kind of pass it around the perimeter. With it is Joel Schaefer. Only 4 points scored in that second quarter for Overton. They led by as many as 8. They led at one point 17-9, and from that point, they've only scored 8 points and given up 25. And a kick out here for Schaefer, and Schaefer's going to stroke in the 3 to get things started here in the second half for Overton. So a nice start to the second half for the Eagles. And on the run is Elm Creek, a little floater in the lane that Johnson can't get in, but an offensive rebound up and in for Nick Crowley. So Crowley makes the putback after they weren't able to hit the first shot, and now answering right back, and the shot blocked inside. It's going to be a held ball. The block up high by Nick Crowley after the drive by Caleb Eklund. And, I mean, he was up there high. It is a held ball, and the possession arrow is pointing to Elm Creek. That was impressive. Crowley will work against a little bit of pressure here by Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy trying to make the steal, and he's going to be called for a little touch foul here. So Cahoy whistled for the foul. Of course, one of the factors we look at in the game is Tanner Ryan, the leading scorer for Overton. He had three fouls midway through the second quarter, so he was in some foul trouble. Law pass inside for Bartling, and we're going to have a foul in underneath. That's going to be on Eklund. That's going to be his third. Eklund trying to get that basketball as Bartling did a great job of shielding him away. Eklund tried to get back to the basketball, and he commits his third foul. Without that foul, with the foul, they weren't able to score. The inbounds play, it's tipped by Crowley, shot no good, and the rebound taken out of there by Creighton Ryan. And the Overton faithful asking where that foul is. On the drive here is Schaefer. Schaefer takes it high off glass, no good. Defender falls to the ground. Bartling is able to come up with the basketball. A lot of contact down there, but Bartling is able to reel it in after the miss by Overton. And one of the Eagles was kind of undercut. Strong drive here by Elm Creek. It is missed. Snagging the rebound is going to be Cahoy. Cahoy in the offensive zone will take it on the baseline. He'll float back of the iron. No good. Rebound by Crowley. And Crowley is going to kick it up ahead here. We're going to slow it down a little bit. Nope. Bartling sneaks in the back door, takes it off glass, and will score. They threw it from the high post, and Zach Johnson is able to throw it about 30 feet for the bucket. And here's a tough drive missed here by Tanner Ryan. And on the run after the rebound is going to be Johnson. Johnson, floater, left wing, up, no good. Rebound taken out. Here's Bartling firing the three. He hits the three, and he's fouled. Jake Bartling strokes in the three-pointer, and on the box out is fouled, so they'll call it, give that continuation, and he'll have a chance for a four-point play. And that is the fourth foul whistled on Caleb Eklund. So Bartling, who doesn't shoot a lot of threes, strokes one in, and now he'll finish a four-point play as he makes the free throw. And it's a 14-point lead here, 42-28. Falling down on that entry pass is Tanner Ryan, so that'll be an Overton turnover. Buffalo's bringing the offensive zone. They'll work it around the perimeter. Schonifer gave it away. Now with it is Zach Johnson. Johnson's going to drive. Johnson's going to lay it up and in. Zach Johnson with the layup. Lead is 16. Driving back here is Tanner Ryan. Ryan lost the basketball. And here comes Elm Creek. They let traffic clear. They give it back out to Bartling. Bartling's going to drive. Little hip check. No foul called, even though there was a lot of contact. Bartling missed the shot. And the rebound is in underneath for J.D. Callahan. And we've got a foul. This could be a timeout here for Overton. 5:04 to go, third quarter, 44-28 Elm Creek. Timeout Overton. We're back after this.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. And tell you what, right now, they've got to find some magic elixir due to the Overton Eagles, because they are down by 16 with 5:04 to go here in the third quarter. They led by as many as 8, but have only scored 7, I guess that'd be 9 points since then. On the right side, good open look here for Schaefer. Schaefer's 3 is no good. Rebound tipped out, and here's a 3-pointer for Cahoy. Cahoy hits the 3, and he's fouled. Well, maybe that's the elixir right there. He strokes in the 3-pointer, and it's now 44-31 as the foul is whistled on Schonifer, and for Schonifer, that's going to be his first. So Cahoy's free throw, back of the iron, no good. So he misses the free throw. And the rebound was taken out of there by Crowley. And they're going to slowly bring it in the offensive zone. They're going to double-team Mostick over there. And then Mostick is going to be fouled by Hayden Cahoy, I believe. Cahoy was there. Schaefer was there as they were double-teaming it. And it's going to be on Cahoy. That's going to be his third. He's got three. Tanner Ryan has three. Caleb Eklund has three. So three starters with three fouls each here for Overton. But the biggest factor is the scoreboard, where they trail 44-31. Nearing 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Johnson in the offensive zone. Gave it away. Now gets it back. Checking in just a little bit ago is Frazier. And it's going to be stolen away. Nice defensive play there by Cahoy. And he'll work it up ahead. A shot blocked. Schaefer's shot is blocked. And we've got a foul after the fact that's going to be called on Elm Creek. And a little bit of a mock cheer for the folks wearing blue here. The shot was blocked by Crowley, and I think after the shot, not on the shot block itself, but after it is when the foul took place. The officials are getting it together and discussing it. It is on the baseline. Yeah, it is not a shooting foul. It was when the ball was loose after the block. And I would agree, that looked like a clean block. Schaefer's going to inbound, a nice bounce pass for Tanner Ryan, and Ryan is fouled. So Tanner Ryan, he'll be heading to the line for a couple of free throws. After Bartling is whistled for his second foul. So maybe now the Eagles are getting something going here. The free throw is up and good. Now, they hit a three-pointer, and then the missed free throw has kind of turned into this. So they've actually gotten four, now 5 points in this possession, as both free throws are up and good. 44-33, 4:13 to go, third quarter. Overton pressuring the ball. Schaefer will pressure Crowley. Crowley's going to drive, and there's a charge. And Crowley can't believe it. Neither can Tanner Cavaney believe the charge. And I think down low it was Schaefer that collected it. And Cavaney is very upset. That is going to be the fourth foul on Nick Crowley. So Crowley now with four. So he's got some foul trouble as well to deal with. And that will be an Elm Creek turnover as well. So now things are starting to look a little better for Overton, but they're still down by 11 as they bring it across the timeline. Schaefer will help work it on the inside, and we've got a foul on the entry pass well before the shot, and another foul that's going to be called on Elm Creek. That's now five fouls in the first 4 minutes. Four have been whistled against the Eagles as well, and a timeout for Elm Creek. The foul on Schonifer is his second. Timeout, Elm Creek. We'll take it with him. It's 44-33, midway through the third quarter, 11-point lead for Elm Creek. We're back right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. And both teams been able to make a run at each other. Elm Creek has three timeouts left. Overton, three timeouts left. Both teams are going to be in the one and one pretty quickly. Five fouls have been whistled against the Buffaloes, four against the Eagles. And we've got about 4 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. On the inbounds, they get it to J.D. Callahan, and Callahan is fouled. A great little screen from the high post. They brought Callahan down to the low, and now he'll go to the free throw line, shoot two, after the third foul whistled on Jake Bartling. Callahan at the line, bends the knees, fires the free throw, and brings it home. Callahan, a 54% free throw shooter, makes the first. And his second is on the way, and it rattles around, no good. Elm Creek snags the bound. It was Mostick who came up with it. He'll give it to Johnson. Johnson on the dribble. We'll work it around. Not much pressure being put on. He gives it right side to Mostick. Now they're going to pressure him as Cahoy is right there in his grill. They get it to Bartling. Bartling now being double-teamed on that sideline is able to get it to Schonifer. Schonifer works it around the perimeter. Open for the jumper is Johnson. Johnson's three is no good. And the rebound is on the ground. They're battling for it. It's going to be a hell ball between Bartling and Cahoy. Possession arrow is pointing to the Eagles. So they'll get the basketball here. 44-34. 3:20 to go. Third quarter. And an extra step on the inbounds. Just bad timing there for Hayden Cahoy as he's going to be called for the turnover. An unforced error. So Schonifer will inbound it after that turnover. And slowly dribbling in the offensive zone is Zach Johnson. He'll give it off on the left wing here for Frazier. Gives it right back out for Schonifer. Schonifer back to Frazier. Frazier's going to fire a quick three, and he hits it. Austin Frazier strokes in the three-pointer, and he has 6 points in the ballgame. Schaefer enters it down low. Post move here by Callahan. Callahan shot. No good. Offensive rebound in underneath for Schaefer. Schaefer will roll it around. It's on the ground. Coming up with a loose basketball is Schonifer. Timeout Elm Creek to keep the possession. Great hustle there by Schonifer as he gets the rebound. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here in Elm Creek. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help you out. No games, no gimmicks, silly extra paperwork or fees to fill out. No, you don't get that. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Search the inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Elm Creek brings it in the offensive zone. Schonifer being pressured. It'll kick it out here for Johnson. And you might have heard the howling for Overton. They thought they might have committed a walk there, but they'll work it around the perimeter. Frazier's got it. Again, around the perimeter we go. Now penetration here by Johnson, and Johnson is kneed on the way to the basket, and that's going to be on Hayden Cahoy, I believe. Yes, it is, and that is going to be his fourth personal foul. So just like the girls' game, we're going to get some people fouled out of this one, I think. He's got four. Tanner Ryan has three. Eklund has three for Overton. So they've got some foul trouble. Buffalo's working it around the perimeter. Johnson's got it. Johnson's going to penetrate. Pass is tipped and tracking it down is Mostick near midcourt. Gives it out for Bartling. Bartling now gives it to Johnson. Johnson baseline floater. His jumper won't fall. Offensive rebound for Bartling. Bartling shot won't fall as he missed the putback. And coming out of there with the rebound is going to be Creighton Ryan. Ryan will enter it in, kicks it out. Here's the jumper by Schaefer. The three, no good. Offensive rebound in underneath for Ryan. Ryan's shot won't fall. Callahan with the offensive rebound. That shot won't fall. And now we got a foul. So they had three looks at it. Couldn't get any points out of it, but it's not over yet because heading to the free throw line is going to be Overton. In the personage of Creighton Ryan, who pulled down that rebound just a little bit ago, and now he's going to shoot two, and his first one is up and good. The foul, by the way, on Frazier is just his first. So second free throw for Ryan, rolls around and is good, and he'll make both free throws. Only 2 out of 10 from the free throw line heading into this game, so now he's 4 of 12, so he's pretty much doubled his shooting percentage from the free throw line. 47-36, minute 36 to go here, third quarter. Pass is up ahead here for Gabe Hubbard. Hubbard's going to skip it across and to get it at the elbow for Bartling. Bartling looking for a cutter, finds it. Little ball fake now by Johnson. Johnson's shot won't fall. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Logan Kaiser. So Kaiser with the rebound. They kick it up ahead on the drive. The left-handed shot no good for J.D. Callahan. Ball is still on the ground, and it's going to be a hell ball. Ball knocked around. Zach Johnson was one of them down there in a sea of blue that tied the ball up for Elm Creek, and the possession arrow is pointing to the Buffaloes. So they'll inbound the basketball, and we're going to tie a shoe here as Tanner Ryan's going to tie the shoe and get the basketball into the hands of Zach Johnson. Minute five to go. They're looking to spring a double team on him, but Johnson brings it across the timeline, and he'll flip it up to Hubbard. Gives it right back out here for Johnson. They'll work it back around the perimeter, get it inside for Bartling. Bartling at the low block will bank it in. Jake Bartling muscles it in. He's got 14 in the game. Ball fake, and now a foul going to be called on Elm Creek. Nick Mostick, wrong place, wrong time, commits the foul because the ball fake, and then leaning in is Tanner Ryan. Ryan did a great job of drawing that foul. Some of the Elm Creek folks are howling a little bit. Yeah, that contact was drawn, really, by Ryan, but it wasn't an offensive foul, and there was enough contact there that he's going to go line and shoot a couple. So Ryan, who has not really gotten on track here in the ball game, he averages right at 19 points a contest, will put up the free throw, and he hits the first of two free throws. He's a 72% free throw shooter. He now has 5 points in the ball game. And again, he averages 19. Final minute of the third quarter. Second free throw, back of the iron, and no good. Rebound tipped out, and picking it up near midcourt is going to be J.D. Callahan. They'll skip it off left wing here for Schaefer. Schaefer's going to drive. He's going to float back the iron, gets his own rebound, has it stripped away, and there's going to be a foul called on Austin Frazier. And I'll tell you what, I thought Austin Frazier was in pretty good shape there, but they called him for the foul. In any event, there's going to be two free throws coming up here for Schaefer. And the first one is up and in. 49-38, 11-point lead for the Buffaloes. And the second free throw, back of the iron, no good. Coming out with a rebound is going to be Mostick here for Elm Creek. He'll get it to Zach Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. And there's going to be a foul called on Tanner Ryan. And Ryan has picked up his fourth foul. He did not have a very good angle. And he commits the foul with 28 seconds to go here in the third quarter. That is his fourth. He's going to come out of the ball game. Well, he's played about two and a half, about full two quarters on three fouls before picking up his fourth. And he'll start the fourth quarter with four fouls to his credit. Johnson at midcourt will bounce it to the left side. Ball fake here for Austin Frazier. They'll get it right back out for Zach Johnson. He's about 35 feet away and will dribble near midcourt, near the jump circle. They double team him. He's able to kick it up ahead here for Frazier. Frazier gets it at the elbow, kicking it back out for Frazier. He's going to fire the three in and out. No good. Tipped around at the buzzer, and that's going to do it. Boy, that was about halfway down, but Frazier couldn't bring it home, so the Buffaloes have to be content with a 49-38 lead as we head to the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek. The Buffaloes have a comfortable lead as we head to the fourth quarter. They lead at 49-38. And they have a question over at the scorer's table, which they're going to straighten out here. And we'll remind you, this is the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here in Elm Creek. We'll be moving it to McCook tomorrow as the Bison will play host to the Kearney Catholic Stars. The varsity game scheduled for around 6:30. We'll have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Don't forget next week the Luplac Conference Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And, of course, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament will have the semifinals, finals, and consolation games, all of those games on our sister station ESPN 1460. Overton with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They trail it 49-38. They're working it around the perimeter. Creighton Ryan will give it here top of the circle for Logan Kaiser. Kaiser now gives it off here for Schaefer. Schaefer off of the screen will fire a three. Top of the key, no good. Bartling is able to pull down the rebound after the miss, and they'll slow it down, and in trouble near midcourt is going to be Johnson. Johnson somehow steps through it, gives it out to Schonifer now. Schonifer has it, backdoor cut, but no lane to pass it to as Johnson had a nice angle. Johnson now will take it into the corner, still has his dribble well behind the three-point arc, gets it in the lane here for Mostick. Mostick's going to kick it out. They'll give it right side for Johnson. Johnson drives, floats, back of the iron, good. Wow, what soft touch there for Zach Johnson, who floats it up and in. He's got 19 in the game. The pass down low, knocked out of bounds by Bartling. And so a 13-point lead for Elm Creek, but Overton will inbound on the baseline. Tossing it in here is going to be Schaefer. They give it off for Kaiser. He's going to fire a three. That was halfway down, no good. Rebound in underneath for Kaiser, and then a foul. I don't think that one's on Bartling. I think it's going to be, no, they're going to give it to Bartling, I believe. I thought it was on the backside and called against Mostick, but Bartling is going to be called for the foul. There was a foul down there. I just thought the hands belonged to somebody else. Kaiser's at the line to shoot two. He hits the first two. And it's now 51-39. Second free throw. Kaiser up and good. He almost had a lane violation as he was leaning forward, but he did a good job of keeping his balance and not coming across that line too soon. 10 fouls have been whistled on Elm Creek, so any foul from here on out will be two shots. That one was two shots anyway. Inbounded for Schonifer. Schonifer splits a double team, and he'll slow it down before he gets it across the timeline. Now he'll bring it across the half-court mark, and they'll give it off for here for Zach Johnson. Johnson will give right side for Mostick. Mostick, top of the circle for Hallowell. Devin Hallowell will help work it around. They give it right side here for Mostick. Mostick finds a cutter. The drive. Johnson's shot is out of bounds. Lot of contact. No foul called, but the basketball is going to belong to the Buffaloes as it was blocked. Yeah, it was a lot of contact for there not to be a whistle besides a dead ball. A little give and go, but stepping through there and making a steal is going to be Joel Schaefer. So Schaefer will take it off glass. The miss, offensive rebound, another tip, won't fall. Another offensive rebound, that one's by Kaiser, and Kaiser will head to the free throw line as there was a foul in underneath. Getting one of those rebounds for Overton after a miss was Justin Hodson as well, and Kaiser now will go to the line and shoot two as the foul is whistled on Austin Frazier. The free throw rolls around and is no good. Kaiser on the season is a 60% free throw shooter. Missed the first but makes the second. As Kaiser hits one of two. And it's now 51-41. Schonifer gets the basketball back out to Crowley. Back out to Crowley after he gave it away. He's got it across the timeline. He had to kick it up ahead for Mostick. And now chinning the basketball near midcourt is going to be Johnson. Johnson working against a little pressure by Schaefer. Now backs out to near midcourt. Gives it to Schonifer. And we've got a foul away from the ball. And it's going to be a hold that's called on Logan Kaiser. Asking for the call there was Nick Crowley. And Crowley's going to go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. So Kaiser with his third foul, seventh as a team. So a 1-1 coming up here for Nick Crowley. Crowley, 4 points in the ball game. Now make it five as he'll stroke that one home. Crowley, a 74% free throw shooter. He's 26 of 35 heading into today's game. His free throw here, up and good. See why he wanted that call. He wanted to get to the free throw line. Push that lead out to a dozen. 53-41. We got 6:04 to go here, fourth quarter. And Overton, again, is going to have to find some way of getting some points scored and getting it done very, very quickly. Schaefer is going to kick it off for Creighton Ryan. Entry pass on the inside, tipped all the way out as Schonifer is able to come up with the basketball. He's going to let traffic clear, and he'll give it off on the right wing here for Mostick. Mostick skips it over here for Zach Johnson. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound taken out near midcourt on the run here is going to be Kaiser. Kaiser gets it down low, and it's going to be last touched by the Eagles. So Overton turns the ball over. They had the opportunity, but they kind of lose the basketball on the way to the rack. So Johnson's going to inbound it and nearly stealing it, but running out of room is Logan Kaiser. Kaiser tipped it a second time trying to get control of it, and he ran out of baseline there as he knocked it out of bounds. So Zach Johnson's going to toss it in, and he'll get the ball in for Schonifer. Schonifer steps through a double team, ball's on the ground, and diving for it is Schonifer. Schonifer gets it out to Johnson. Johnson outlet pass here for Mostick. Mostick with a layup, and he's fouled. And they're going to call a foul here on J.D. Callahan, and Callahan got the block but got a little bit of the body. And Mostick now will go to the free throw line and shoot two. The free throw, back of the iron, and no good. The foul, by the way, on Callahan, only his first. Second free throw is up and good. 54-41, 13-point lead here for Elm Creek. On the drive, Schaefer, floater in the lane, up and good. So Schaefer is able to stroke that one in and allows Overton to put the full court pressure on. Elm Creek handles it pretty well. Austin Stolpe had it near midcourt across the timeline. He gives it to Zach Johnson. Johnson's going to drive, gets it inside. Stolpe's shot won't fall, and coming out with the rebound is going to be Joel Schaefer. So Schaefer, he'll step up. He'll fire a three in transition, and he hits the three. That's a big transition there for Joel Schaefer. Lead is down to eight. On the dribble, Zach Johnson. Johnson gave it away. Now gets it back on that right side. He's going to penetrate. Has the ball stripped, but they're going to call a foul. Logan Kaiser is fourth of the game. So we'll step to the free throw line. Johnson, an 81% free throw shooter, and both teams making some substitutions. Bartling checking back into the game. And at the free throw line, as we mentioned, directing traffic is going to be Zach Johnson. Johnson will have a 1-1. Now nine fouls against Overton. So from this point on, this is the last 1-1. Both teams will be in the double bonus. The free throw is up and good. Johnson, 81% shooter on the season, as we mentioned. And so you like the chances of him making this a 10-point ball game. It's 55-46 at the moment with 4:40 to go in regulation. And this second free throw, well, I jinxed it. It's missed, and coming out with the rebound is going to be Tanner Ryan. Ryan takes it at the top of the key. And now cycling through here is going to be Justin Hodson. Hodson's going to kick it out for Tanner Ryan. Ryan from the elbow gives it off on the right side. Looking inside is Caleb Eklund, and it's going to be turned over. Elm Creek is able to come up with the steal, and they'll get it out here for Mostick. Gives it to Johnson. He's across the timeline. Crowley's got it. 4:10 to go. At the free throw line, Frazier. Frazier's going to kick it out, gives it to Bartling. Bartling is fouled on the way to the basket. There's a whistle. I'll tell you what, that was awfully close to the held ball that J.D. Callahan was calling for, and Callahan did not commit the foul. They're going to give that foul to Eklund, and that is going to be his fifth. Caleb Eklund has just committed his fifth personal foul, and that looked pretty clean, to be honest with you. Bartling is going to go to line and shoot two. Got a lot of leather. Must have got just a little bit of arm. So Bartling will shoot two, and a nice round of applause going out for Caleb Eklund by the Overton fans because he's fouled out of the ballgame with 4:05 to go. The free throw by Bartling is on the way, and it's good. Bartling playing a complete game. He's a 68% free throw shooter. He's got 15 points, and I've got him for 5 rebounds. He's been a pretty good offensive presence inside as he makes both free throws here. On the bounce on that far side is going to be Schaefer. Schaefer gets it in the lane to Cahoy. Cahoy elevates. Shot won't fall. He's able to pull down the rebound. And now we'll put up another shot. It's up and good. So Cahoy creating a little open space, and he's able to hit the shot. Zach Johnson being double-teamed. Gets it off right side here for Nick Crowley. Crowley up ahead for Bartling. Bartling, extra pass down low. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy trying to do a sales job there, saying that it was touched by Elm Creek. But that's great hustle by Hayden Cahoy, the Overton senior, but he kind of ran out of room there. So it's going to remain Elm Creek basketball with 3:33 to go. And Zach Johnson's going to inbound it. Gives it to Bartling. Gives it right back to Johnson. Johnson double team, so he'll just get it off for Schonifer. Schonifer has the ball knocked loose. Long outlet pass going to be stolen away by Elm Creek. We just swapped turnovers, and now a pass through the hands of Austin Frazier. So Overton has it. They'll get it in the corner. On the drive here is going to be Joel Schaefer. He gets it inside for Creighton Ryan, and Ryan has it tipped it away. Both teams have turned the ball over twice in this series, and now Elm Creek has possession of it right now. So with the basketball, going to be Zach Johnson. Johnson has it stolen away. Great defensive play by Schaefer. Schaefer's going to hand it off to Ryan, who lays it up and in. Tanner Ryan is able to lay it up and in. And on the dribble here is going to be Zach Johnson. Johnson flies through the lane. Little floater, good. Looked like he was going to kick it into the corner, but was able to keep that dribble alive. And now in transition, Hayden Cahoy answers right back. Pace of the game picking up here. 2:28 to go, and we got a timeout for Elm Creek. It's 59-52. The lead down to 7 for the Buffaloes. They call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
2:28 to go here in the basketball game, 59-52. Elm Creek will face full court pressure here. They can run the baseline if they need to, and they're going to be pressured, as I said. Johnson We'll get it in here for Crowley. Crowley back out for Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. 3-on-2. He dribbled it a little bit too high. It's going to be a carry. Yep, Elm Creek turned it over. Just trying to go maybe a little bit too fast, and that's exactly what Overton was hoping for. If you can't make the steal, pressure the ball enough that something unfortunate happens here for the Buffaloes. So 7-point ball game. Still plenty of time here for Elm Creek. Both teams, plenty of time here for Overton. Both teams with plenty of timeouts if they need it. A little ball fake here by Tanner Ryan, and Ryan will hit the bucket on the baseline, and he's fouled. Got the defender in the air, and Ryan with the little floater up and in. He's got 9 in the ball game, and he's cut the lead down to 5. The foul was whistled on Bailey Schonifer. That is going to be his 3rd, and we'll see if Tanner Ryan can finish the 3-point play, and he does. So Ryan finishes off the 3-point play with the make, and we've got us a 4-point ball game. Across the timeline, Zach Johnson. Johnson's going to drive, lay it up with that left hand. No good. Rebound by Overton, and a foul. Whistle on Jake Bartling. That's going to be his 5th. Jake Bartling has fouled out of the basketball game with 2:02 to go, and it's 59-55. So make a little note on that, because Bartling has played an outstanding game tonight. 16 points, 5 rebounds, and now his 5th foul. And to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws is going to be J.D. Callahan. Both teams in the double bonus, so everybody's shooting 2 free throws from here on out. And Callahan, a 54% free throw shooter. The first one is on the way, and it is good. A 1-possession game for the first time in quite some time. It's 59-56, 2:02 to go. Still anybody's basketball game. Second free throw by Callahan is up and good. A couple of big makes by the big man. Johnson tosses in for Schonifer. Schonifer being double-teamed. He steps through it, is able to get it off for Zach Johnson. Up ahead, they get it off for Frazier. Frazier, pass tipped around into the hands of Mostek, who keeps the possession alive. Nearly stolen away. Penetration here by Johnson, and Johnson lost the basketball. Turnover, pass up ahead on the drive. Tanner Ryan, and Ryan will score, and he's fouled. Down by 11 to start the 4th quarter. A chance to cut the lead down to 1 with a minute 42 to go. Ryan at the free throw line. His free throw is up and good. And I misspoke. I said the shot went in. It did not. The 2 free throws by Ryan did, however. So Ryan with 2 free throws, a little bit of pressure, and now a foul on Overton. Minute 35 to go. Tied at 59, and at the free throw line is going to be Bailey Schonifer. Schonifer is going to shoot 2 after the foul was whistled on Schaefer, and the free throw is rolling around and no good. Score remains at 59. Taking his time at the line, Schonifer, 2nd free throw also no good. Rebound taken out of there. Ryan had it, and we're going to have a foul. No, a turnover. Pressure put on. Joel Schaefer came down with a rebound. He was trying to get it out to Ryan, and that pressure was put on by Nick Mostek, and Mostek forced the turnover. So Overton with the rebound, but then turned the basketball right back over. So still tied at 59. And the basketball inbounded to Zach Johnson. Johnson's going to direct traffic as Joel Schaefer has it on the defense as Johnson brings it across the timeline. He'll stop, 15-foot jumper up and good. Zach Johnson strokes it in. quickly up court. They get it up ahead here for Joel Schaefer, who gets it back out. Transition three by Cahoy, and Hayden Cahoy strokes in the three-pointer. They got it down low, stroked it back out, and for the first time in a long time, Overton has the lead. 62-61, final minute of a great basketball game here in Elm Creek. Across the timeline, Zach Johnson. Johnson working against Schaefer. Now he'll back it out, has it between the circles. They've cleared it out for Johnson, who is working against Schaefer, and he'll step to the left side, hit the jumper. Got the defender to fall down, and Zach Johnson strokes it in. Ball knocked loose down low, and they're going to call a kick on Elm Creek with 41.2 to go. For the Buffaloes, checking in is going to be Austin Stolpe, who comes into the ball game, the 6'4 junior into the game with 41.2 to go. Tossing in is Joel Schaefer. He'll give it between the circles for Hayden Cahoy. Back out for Schaefer. 1-point ball game. The handoff, it goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by Elm Creek as Zach Johnson knocked it away. Buffalo's up by a point. Eagles will inbound on the baseline. Tossing it in is going to be Joel Schaefer. Schaefer directing traffic. 5-second count's going on, and they'll just lob it in. It's tipped around, and somehow Schaefer's able to pick it up. It was almost intercepted there by Stolpe. Ball's on the ground. Picking it up is going to be Callahan. It's on the ground. Elm Creek comes up with the basketball, and a timeout called by the coach. Tanner Cavaney with the timeout with 26.5 to go, and Elm Creek has a 1-point lead. And we'll see if they can protect that precious lead after this 30-second timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
26 and a half seconds to go. Elm Creek has the lead by one, 63-62, and they got to inbound the basketball. Austin Frazier on the defensive baseline to toss it in. They're already just kind of cycling through. Now they'll hand them the basketball. They get it in quickly to Mostick. Mostick kicks it up ahead here for Zach Johnson. Johnson off of his screen, brings it in the offensive zone, takes it all the way down the baseline, dribbles through. They'll work it around the perimeter. With it is Mostick. Mostick gives it off for Schonifer, and they clobber Schonifer for the foul, but they played enough of the ball that Schonifer will shoot two free throws with 13.8 to go. That was a full foul, but they did play the ball, so they're correct to say that this is not a flagrant foul. He'll shoot two, and the foul, by the way, was whistled on J.D. Callahan. So the gym will quiet down for Schonifer to fire the free throw. It's up and good. A 67% free throw shooter makes the first one. This next one is huge because that would make it a 3-point ball game. It's 64-62. Second free throw, if he makes it here, means that they really, the worst that can happen would be overtime. Second free throw up and a little bit short. Rebounded to Overton. They get it off to Schaefer. Schaefer dribbles down to the baseline. He'll shoot. Has a block, but there's a foul. 6.4 to go. And Joel Schaefer will have two free throws and needs to make both of them. He's a 71% free throw shooter. The foul on Zach Johnson is going to be his third. That's not important right now. The result is what matters. Schaefer's free throw, back of the iron, and no good. So now we're going to get a timeout. Now you got to talk strategy. A timeout being taken here by Jay Stair. 64-62, 6 seconds to go. We'll take this timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. You're headed in the right direction.
8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, 6 seconds is a lot of time, and now Joel Schaefer is going to be asked to miss this free throw, but in a very specific manner, probably to the right so Tanner Ryan can tip it out to somebody, perhaps Hayden Cahoy, as they need to get something happening. After the tip, with the tip, the clock would start, and so whoever gets the basketball will have a little time to make something happen. 6.4 is a lot of time. Here's the free throw by Schaefer, and Overton's hoping for a miss. It hits, and it goes in. So it's a one-point ball game. And now subbing in for Elm Creek is going to be Austin Frazier. For Overton, into the game is going to be Logan Kaiser. So that changes things a little bit. Now, try to get that steal. You can't get the steal. You need to get the foul right away. Again, 6.4. There's still a lot of action left in this one. Frazier's going to inbound it. He tosses it in here for Johnson. Johnson fouled immediately by Joel Schaefer. So we'll go to the other end of the court, and we're going to shoot two free throws with Zach Johnson. And again, Johnson, as we mentioned, an 81% free throw shooter. He'll have two of them here. Has the ball, fires the free throw, and makes the first of two. 65-63, 5.3 to go. Second free throw in the hands of Zach Johnson. Johnson's free throw is up and good. Three-point ball game. They inbound the basketball. With it is Joel Schaefer. Schaefer kicks it left side. It's going to be an open look for Cahoy, who fires a three. Back of the iron. It's no good. Overton got what they wanted. They had a pretty good look there by Cahoy, who shot it in rhythm, and it just got enough of the iron to bounce in the air, and they could not get a friendly roll on the road. Elm Creek, the number one seed in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Overton, the number two seed, and that's how they finish here tonight in a tight ball game. Elm Creek with a 66-63 win over Overton. I'm going to catch my breath, do some stats. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show and hopefully be able to talk with both head coaches. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Whether you're filling your tank, your tummy, or you're in need of a vehicle repair, the place you need to know is Flatwater Food and Automotive in Overton. Flatwater is your one-stop shop for everything you need to keep your trip on schedule, whether it's a road trip or just a trip across town. So come have a coffee, tea, or soda and enjoy the warm, friendly atmosphere you've come to expect from this small-town store located on Highway 30 in Overton. Best of luck, Eagles, from Flatwater Food and Automotive, the other FFA.
Welcome back here to Elm Creek as the Buffaloes with a dramatic 66-63 win over the Overton Eagles in what was a great basketball game. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Real quick, let's throw some stats your way. Unofficially at Overton being 21 of 57 from the field. Elm Creek was 23 of 36. three-point shooting. Overton was 5 of 13. Elm Creek was 5 of 8. And free throws, a lot of free throws for both these two teams. Both of them acquitting themselves pretty well from the line. Elm Creek was 15 of 20, and Overton 16 of 22. Rebounding, Overton won that battle 28 to 24. And in terms of turnovers, unofficially, I had Overton with 16 turnovers, 20 turnovers here for Elm Creek. But Elm Creek, as we mentioned, just shooting a little bit better. And as a result, they pick up a 66 to 63 win. Unofficially, I had them shooting from the field 23 of 36. So they shot 64% from the field. Now, it's not gospel, but they did shoot the basketball pretty well. And for Overton, they did not shoot the ball nearly as effectively, especially in that first half where they kind of, they built the lead, but then they fell behind in that third quarter as they finished shooting 21 of 57, so they shot about 37%. It's not bad until you compare it to the 64% that Elm Creek was able to do here tonight. Taking a look at some individual scoring, Hayden Cahoy led the way here for Overton with 22 points and unofficially 3 rebounds. Joel Schaefer had 15 points and 7 rebounds. Tanner Ryan had 12 points. Creighton Ryan finished with 6. Logan Kaiser with 3. J.D. Callahan with 3. And Caleb Eklund with 2 points here in the basketball game. For the Elm Creek Buffaloes, who, as we mentioned, are the number one seed, they're now 14-2 on the season. Overton fell to 13-3. Leading the way here for the Buffaloes tonight was Zach Johnson. Johnson with 28 points today and also had 4 rebounds. Jake Bartling contributed mightily. He finished with 16 points and 5 rebounds before he fouled out with a couple of minutes to go in the game. Austin Frazier finished with 6 points. Nick Crowley with 6. Nick Mostick with 4. Gabe Hubbard had 3. And Bailey Schonifer with 3 points in the basketball game. Both teams came in identical 13-2 records, so that means Overton now is 13-3. Elm Creek is now 14-2. They'll be the number one seed. They already were going to be the number one seed in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. And don't forget that we'll have the semifinals Friday night on the boys' side. We'll have the girls' semifinals on Thursday. We'll have the consolation games and championship games for you Saturday from the Vero Event Center in Kearney. And we'll have all the semifinals, finals, and consolation games on our sister station on ESPN 1460. Once again, our final is Elm Creek 66, Overton 63, and we're going to try to talk with both coaches as we continue with the Misco Sports Post Game Show right after this timeout.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Well, the hot hand on the night for the Overton Eagles had a chance to tie it at the buzzer. They actually ran a great play and had great strategy, and Hayden Cahoy had a pretty good look at it, but hit just enough of that back iron that it shot in the air and was not able to hit that shot at the buzzer. Hey, Cahoy finished with 22 points on the night, needed that 23rd, 24th, and 25th to force an overtime. And to be honest with you, a game this good really kind of screamed for in overtime, but we didn't get it. But we were treated to a great regulation game here as Elm Creek wins it 66-63. And again, a friendly reminder for you that we will have the Fort Kearney Conference tournament on our sister station on ESPN 1460. We'll have the semifinals for you coming up on Thursday, and those will be the girls' semifinals on Thursday. And, of course, we'll have the boys' semifinals on Friday. And then on Saturday of next week, a week from tomorrow, we'll have the consolation games plus all the championship games. So that'll be a full day of basketball beginning at 2 o'clock in the afternoon a week from tomorrow at the Viero Event Center. Real quick, the brackets for you in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Pleasanton and Eustace Farnham, the 8-9 game taking place tomorrow. The winner of that game will be taking on top-seeded Elm Creek on the boys' side. They'll play that in Elm Creek on Tuesday at 7:30. The 6 o'clock game Tuesday night in Elm Creek will be 4-seeded Amherst taking on 5th-seeded Axtell. Tomorrow night, SEM and Loomis will get together in a bunny bracket game. The winner of that game will travel to Overton on Tuesday. That'll be the 7:30 game. Whoever wins that game will take on the Eagles at 7:30. The 6 o'clock game will be Wilcox-Hildreth taking on Elwood. Wilcox-Hildreth is the 3-seed. Elwood is the number 6-seed. Again, that doubleheader, boys doubleheader, will be Tuesday over in Overton. So both of these two teams will be hosting the quarterfinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on the boys' side. On the girls' side, Pleasanton and Elwood will get together tomorrow for an 8-9 bunny bracket game. The winner will travel to Wilcox to take on Wilcox-Hildreth on Monday. That'll be at 7:30. At 6 o'clock, Elm Creek will take on SEM. The Lady Buffaloes, who won tonight, are playing at 6 o'clock. They are the number 4-seed. The number 3-seed, Eustace Farnham, will play Monday night at 6 at Overton. And then at 7:30, Overton will take on the winner of tomorrow's Loomis-Axtell game. That game will be played over in Loomis. And then Overton, the number 2-seed, will then be playing at 7:30 Monday night on their home floor in the girls' Fort Kearney Conference tournament, the 40th annual FKC tournament. And this will be the 59th tournament played on the boys' side. And, again, it should be a great matchup, and fully expect the two teams we saw tonight, both of them were undefeated in the conference, both of them 13-2 on the season coming in. We fully expect to see both of them in the championship game a week from tomorrow on our sister station on ESPN 1460. So that's what we kind of see down the road. Again, we're hoping to talk with both head coaches, Jay Stair for the Eagles as well as Tanner Cavaney for the Buffaloes, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk with the coaches as we continue with more of the Misco Sports Postgame Report right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek, a 66-63 win here for the Elm Creek Buffaloes as they improve their record now to 14-2 on the season. Kind of came down to a last three-second shot by Hayden Cahoy that was off the mark. Otherwise, we would have been playing overtime. And kind enough to join us to talk about it is Tanner Cavaney, the head boys basketball coach for the Buffaloes. And, Coach, I hate to admit it, I was kind of hoping to go in because that was a lot of fun. That was a great basketball game. I wouldn't have minded seeing four more minutes of it. I know I know it turned out the way you wanted to, certainly, and a great effort tonight by your guys.
I'm really happy it didn't.
Yeah, I don't blame you, man.
It was a highly competitive game. I thought we kind of controlled it there for about three and a half quarter. I mean, I should say about two and a half quarters. They controlled the first quarter for the most part. But after that, we kind of controlled it. It got a little sloppy a little bit at the end, which, you know, credit to them. It seems like whenever they get their backs to the wall, you know, they've done it against Kearney Catholic. They've done it against us this year. And you know, when their back's against the wall, it seems like sometimes that's when they're at their best. But, you know, we'll take a win any which way we can, especially in the conference and especially in this rivalry.
Yeah, and again, I'm not picking that horse in the fight. I'm just saying that was an entertaining game, and four more minutes of it would have been a lot of fun. But you guys were able to weather the storm. They came back on you. You have to give your kids some credit, too, because a lot of times when that happens, especially when Jake Bartling fouled out with 2 minutes left, it'd been really easy for your kids to kind of fold the tent, and they came right back out, and they battled for some loose balls and made some big plays down the stretch.
Well, I mean, you were at our Kearney Catholic game where Jake fouled out, and Austin Stoke came in and finished the game. So it's not like we haven't been through it before. They had a couple of them had some wide-eyed looks, and I think that for the most part it's like, oh, geez, here we go again, because this has happened to us against these guys in the past. But in the same instance, you know, we weathered the storm. I thought Zach Johnson hit the shot of the game with that pull-up jump shot to give us a one-point lead.
Yep.
And you know, it was just a great play. And there's just a lot of great players out there making great plays, and it was just a fun game to watch.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Zach. Not only did he score 28 points, but he really understood that it was kind of his game. That it was up to him to kind of take that shot, and he did a nice job of not forcing something up. He really worked himself into a real good look at the basket.
Well, I mean, like, you know, we've been working with him since he's a freshman on that pull-up jump shot because he's so good with the ball. And, you know, if he can just get some people kind of rocking a little bit, he can pull up and hit the shot. So, I mean, and the biggest thing was he trusted it. I mean, that's one thing that a good player, hopefully turning into a great player, is he's got to be able to do is just trust it. And, you know, if it goes in, it goes in. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But he's got to have enough guts to shoot it. And I'll tell you what, he had a lot of guts. So.
And you guys did a nice job of kind of setting the pace for the game the way you wanted it. You kind of went at Tanner Ryan a little bit, got him in foul trouble, and that, as much as anything, kind of helped him have – it kind of forced him into a quiet night.
Yeah, I mean, we that was a big charge call, and it was the right call. Zach was there, and I think it kind of frustrated Tanner a little bit. God knows he's probably going to come back here in a week or in districts or whatever else, and, you know, he'll be fine because he's a great player. But it was a big part of the game, but it wasn't like we weren't in foul trouble either. We had to weather the storm with Nick and Zach with two fouls in the first quarter. We got through that. I thought the kids adjusted to the game really well up until about the halfway point of the fourth quarter. And, again, it's a credit to our kids and their toughness.
Yeah, and, again, they came right back on you. You guys led by as many as 16 in the second half, actually fell behind. But there wasn't any sense of panic at all on the part of their kids. And, by the way, Coach, I got to admit, when there was a loose ball, one of your kids fell on and you got the timeout called, that was a big moment too. That was that hustle play, and then you guys were able to kind of capitalize on that situation.
Well, I mean, that happened to us earlier this year. You know, one of our losses was to Southern Valley. We had a one-point lead, and it's the same kid. Bailey Schoenhofer dove on a ball, got called for a foul. And, like, you know, we talked to him after the game. If we're going to lose a game, we want to lose a game diving on the ground, making the hustle play, making that, you know, that extra effort. Because, I mean, let's face it, when we get into this time of the year, those are the plays you got to make. And, you know, we were a play or two away from Tuesday, you know, being able to get a big W there against Ravana. But you know what? We came back tonight. We made the plays. And, again, hopefully we can learn from this and get better from it.
Well, Schoenhofer finished with 3 points, but that was a huge play. And, again, in a tight ball game, you need a little bit. It isn't just the guy who scores 28 points that's going to make the difference for you.
And you know, Bailey, but we don't. I mean, Bailey could score 10 points, 12 points, but, I mean, Bailey's going to make his feelings known on the court. Because, I mean, you saw it. I mean,
yeah.
He's a rug burn kind of a player. I thought Nick Mostick did a really nice job. Austin Frazier and Gabe Hubbard, when they came in the game, did a nice job. We asked Austin Stolp to step up there at the end, and he did some good things. So, you know, a lot of pubs going to go to Zach Johnson and Jake Bartling and Nick Crowley, and well deserved because they're great players. But we had a lot of kids make a lot of hustle plays tonight, and I'm really proud of them.
Yeah, as well you should. Congratulations.
Appreciate
as you stay undefeated in the conference. Best of luck to you next week.
Appreciate it.
All right. Again, Tanner Cavaney, the head boys basketball coach for the Buffaloes of Elm Creek, as they win this one in dramatic fashion, a final of 66-63. We're going to take one last break. We'll continue with more of the Misco Sports Postgame Report right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola, is that good?
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Welcome back here to Elm Creek. A great basketball game. The Buffaloes win at 66-63 over Overton. Kind enough to join us to talk about Jay Stair of Overton. And, Coach, great effort tonight. You guys were down by as many as 16 in the second half. Actually, were able to take the lead. I think, and again, Tanner Cavaney kind of said it as well, that you guys may very well play your best basketball when you have your backs to the wall.
Well, I guess if you say that, we don't want to spot teams before we start off, but the guys played, I thought they played hard all game, but they're in the second quarter. I think our mental capacity wasn't very good, and Elm Creek obviously took advantage of it. They make shots, and they were had us back on our heels, and they took advantage of every bit of that, and we definitely didn't respond to that in the second quarter. To get down like that, you don't want to play from behind. You know, we do play well, obviously, when we're behind because the guys are so competitive to try to get back into the game, but we hope not to be in those types of situations. I credit our kids for playing hard and trying to get back where they were, but I give credit to Elm Creek, too. The Johnson kid made some big shots at the end, made some big free throws there to get the win for them.
Tanner Ryan had a relatively quiet night for him, in part because got in a little foul trouble in that first half when you guys were kind of struggling offensively. Part of that was he got in some foul trouble and ended up having to – you had to protect him a little bit and sit him down for a while.
Yeah, when he picked up his third foul, it obviously you could tell the kids kind of – their mental state looked like, oh, no, he's not in. And we didn't have a lot of flow on the offensive end on that part once he was out. And the guys were just kind of looking around to each other to see who was going to make the plays and whatnot. And finally, at the end of the quarter, I think Hayden made a couple baskets. Joel maybe made a basket or two. Got a little bit of confidence back going into the third quarter there. You know, third quarter was obviously back and forth and whatnot. But, you know, when Tanner plays well, obviously we seem to play well. But we had some guys make some big shots, too, to get us back in the game, some big plays to get us back into the game too. I thought Joel and Hayden made some tough shots when they needed to. I thought JD, you know, playing as many minutes as he did tonight, did a very pretty good job with what he had. And we were obviously in foul trouble a lot during the game. In the third quarter, I had three or four guys there. Well, I know I had four guys with four fouls, but even in the third quarter, I had three guys with four fouls. And it's difficult, obviously, to compete at a high level against a pretty good team like Elm Creek is, but I thought our kids stepped up and competed with them.
Joel hit one or two free throws down the stretch. He hit the second one to make it a one-point ball game. Was there a discussion of intentionally missing and trying to get an opportunity there, or did it kind of pan out the way you wanted it to? Because you had a great look at the buzzer.
Well, going in at the timeout, you obviously want to take the points when you can get them. And being down two in that situation, if he misses it, you know, you're gambling and trying to get a rebound, offensive rebound, and trying to get a putback right away when you're outnumbered in the lane 4-2, you know, it's kind of difficult to do that. So when you want to get the points that you can get, and Once he made it, we were definitely trying to sell out and trying to get a steal to start with. But if they did, they did a good job of getting the ball to number 20 again, and he made those two big free throws down at the end. And you know, when Hayden got the look, I was surprised because he did get as open look as he did. And he's usually he's a pretty confident shooter. The minute he let it go, it looked like it was a pretty good shot online. Yeah. It just, you know, rimmed out at the end there, and you know, that's the way it goes. You know, all the shots don't go in for you all the time. So yeah, you live to play another day, and hopefully we can learn from this and get better, because we got a tough conference tournament next week, starting on Tuesday with either Loomis or Sumner, and it'll be a pretty difficult game. So hopefully the guys will get back up for that.
Well, and again, from my vantage point, it looked like Hayden had hit that, you know, and again, scoring 22 points on the night, he'd had a great offensive rhythm, and it was as open as you got it. It really kind of felt like, and I told this to Tanner too, that I kind of was hoping it'd go in, because the game was so much fun to watch and to be part of. Four more minutes of it would have made me happy.
Yeah, you know, you already got a lot of gray hair there, Mr. Bushcutter. I'm working my way there, and in those games.
But I don't have skin in the game, though.
Those games kind of wear on you a little bit. It would have been awesome if you'd have made that shot for us to play four more minutes with these guys. You know, last year when we played them at home, they were up on us at halftime, and we got back to overtime, and we're fortunate to beat them last year. And here, if that shot falls, we're going into overtime, and who knows? You know, both teams are making plays, and it would have been fun to watch that too. It would have been obviously fun for that shot to go in, but again, it didn't, and we're just going to have to get better from it.
Well, maybe we won't get the 4 minutes of basketball tonight. Maybe we'll get four quarters on Saturday.
We're hoping that we're still playing on Saturday. You know, it doesn't matter, like I said earlier with some people, we want to play whoever's next on our schedule, and if we're fortunate enough to be there, if it is Elm Creek, it is. You know, if it's Amherst or Elwood or whoever it is in our Fort Kearney Conference, we got to get by Loomis or Sumner first, and they're going to be out to get us just like everybody in our conference is, and the guys got to be coming ready to play. So it's going to take a lot to get us to Saturday, but hopefully the guys, like I said previous, we need to get better and take advantage of this loss and get better from it.
Well, Jay, hey, I appreciate the time. Best
All
luck
right.
to you, man.
Thank you, Randy. Thanks for the coverage.
Sure. Jay Stair, the head boys basketball coach at Overton. Here in Elm Creek, the Buffaloes win on their home floor 66-63 in what really was a great basketball game. And as we mentioned, we'll have the semifinals of the girls and boys tournament starting Thursday from the Vero Event Center on our sister station on ESPN 1460. And, of course, we'll have the semifinals Thursday and Friday, the consolation games, and all the championship games as well. Four games for you on Saturday, a week from tomorrow. It was a great game. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. As, again, Elm Creek sweeps the doubleheader here. They win it 66-63 on the boys' side. And, again, they had a shot at the buzzer, but wasn't able to quite hit that shot by Cahoy at the end. So 66-63, the Elm Creek boys win. The Elm Creek girls win 63-58 over Overton. And who knows, we might see a lot of these four teams coming up next week in the conference tournament, as we'll pick up the action in the semifinals for you Thursday and Friday on our sister station, ESPN 1460, and then all the games Saturday on ESPN as well. I'm Randy Bushcutter. For engineer Stacy Johns, thank you so much for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.